From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama earlier Monday commenting on the bombings in New York and New Jersey.
We're also focused on the stabbing attack at the shopping mall in Minnesota. At this point, we see no connection between that incident and what happened here in New York and New Jersey.
A man sought by police in connection with the bombings in New York and New Jersey Saturday is now in custody following a shootout with police. 28-year-old Ahmad Rahami was detained in Linden, New Jersey late Monday morning. Rahami and two police officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police are now looking to see if there are accomplices. Assistant FBI Director William Sweeney said Rahami had not been on the police's radar.
There's nothing to indicate that currently he was on our radar. We had a report of a domestic incident some time ago. The allegations were recanted, and I don't have any other information. We'll keep digging.
Mayor Bill de Blasio and Rahami said Rahami is the sole person believed to be involved in the New York and New Jersey explosions. Somali community leaders in St. Cloud, Minnesota are shocked at the news that a Somali American man allegedly stabbed 9 people at a shopping mall Saturday night.
We do not at this point in time know whether the subject it was in contact with, had connections with, was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what the investigation is attempting to ascertain.
That's FBI Special Agent in Charge Rick Thornton. The man is accused of stabbing 9 people before he was shot dead by an off-duty police officer. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher on this Monday. This is VOA.